And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Examples, a pattern.
And something that a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
It's a legal signature for writing checks and such like.
What do you call this thing?
A pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Safety pin.
And you say a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
And a kind of metal you could put on a roof.
That's just a roofing metal or steel.
What about something that soup comes in a can made out of?
Aluminum mostly now.
What did they used to come in?
Just tin cans.
And if you went into a store and they had a new kind of cheese or something, they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free...
sample.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
He's supposed to wear his pants and shirt, collar and tie.
That would be called his... The whole outfit would be
called... A man's outfit, I reckon.
Well, what would you call that?
Suit.
And if you just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new suit.
Do you remember when they had the three-piece suit?
Yeah, I got that. No, I got another one in there. I'll tell you what I got. I got a blue thread suit in there that I've had for around 40 years. And that thing is just as pretty today as it was the day I first put it on. Now, I'll tell you right now, that was a real piece of cloth. This three-piece suit. They have pants, vest, and coat.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Any other name for vests?
Well, not that I know of right now.
Do you ever hear waistcoat? Waistcoat?
Yeah, well, I have heard them called waistcoats.
You never use that word, though. What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn?
Gloves.
Or something that'd come up?
Apron. It's a left half of apron.
Well, the pants that would come off, have a...
Overalls.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, run inside the house and what me my coat.
Fetch me my coat. Bring me my coat.
Okay.
You know, fetch it, bring it, fetch it proper. And the proper way to speak such as that. Fetch it.
Do you use that?
No, I bring it. I use bring.
And you say, so he went inside and he what my coat out to me. He went inside and he...
Brought my coat to me.
And he'd say, here I have...
Your coat.
I have what to your coat. Here I have what you your coat. I have... I've done what? I've...
Brought it to you.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them... makes them kind of stick out. You say it makes them...
Full.
Or it makes them...
I thought I'd tell you, I put the bitch in my pocket, I didn't have all suspended it, pull my bitches off.
But do you ever say it makes them bulge or bulge?
Anyway?
Bulge or bulge. Do you ever hear that?